Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, Friday afternoon, today practice was held inside Gillette Stadium on the big field.
You know, leading up to the first home game, they often do this on a Friday. If they have a home game, practice on the main stadium field. Get a taste of what the wind, or we're finding out right now, the wind out there. And for a lot of players, this will be their first regular season game on the home field. So get a taste of it here on Friday.
Well, another perfect attendance record by all the Pats players again on Friday.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Week two of the season, you start getting some bumps and bruises. Dan Connolly, obviously in focus, he was out here on Friday. So, even with his head injury, it looks like he'll have a chance to play. There's not a ton of depth on the offensive line. Shane Vereen, another one who missed the game last week due to injury. So he may be available. There will be some tough calls as far as the inactives go Sunday leading up to the game against Arizona.
Right. Well, it's always nice to go into game two with, you know, a win under your belt already. But let's talk a little bit about how important it still is to take each game as it comes, one game at a time.
Yeah, I'm sensing it often is a theme, but a theme of this week is last week was last week. It was only 1 week. And I think that's coming to focus with Wes Welker's situation. He only had 3 catches. But Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels this week have said that was just 1 week. There's a lot of football to play. Bill Belichick was adamant about the fact that the rookies have done nothing yet. They have a lot to prove. They still have to improve. And he was very forceful talking about that because some rookies had very good performances. It was only 1 week. There's a lot of football to go. Whether the Patriots beat the Titans, lost to the Titans, whatever, they turn that page and they're focused on Arizona. Now, I think they're going to have a pretty good opportunity to start 2-0 because I don't think Arizona poses a huge threat overall. But the way this team operates, 1 week at a time.
And I have a good feeling they're going to have a lot of fan support here on Sunday, too, which will help out.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a big weekend overall for fan support with Troy Brown going into the Team Hall of Fame. And then I think everybody's been really excited about football ever since the way last season ended. And this is the first chance for a home game. I think players, fans, everybody, very excited.
Absolutely. It's starting to feel like game day here at Gillette Stadium.
I know. Huh? It's still warm. You know, it's still warm this early part of the season. That'll change soon, but I'm excited.
I am too. I think that we should be. Yeah. Football season is officially back in action.
No doubt about it.
All right, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.